AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Martin Luther King III, on the holiday honoring his father, calls for passage of a voting rights bill.
After leading a march across the Frederick Douglass Bridge in Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King III and his family had a message for President Biden and lawmakers, calling on them to honor his father's legacy by passing stalled voting rights legislation.
No more empty words. Don't tell us what you believe in. Show us with your vote.
At a news conference, King decried laws passed in 19 Republican-led states that have made it harder to vote in response to former President Trump's false claims about election rigging.
These laws are being passed with knife-like precision to cut black and brown voters out of the process.
King had particularly harsh words for two Democrats, Senators Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who opposed changing Senate rules to muscle the bill past a Republican filibuster.
They draw the line at protecting the rights of millions of voters.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to bring the bill up for debate. Jennifer King, Washington.
A tornado victim's family sues Amazon.
The family of an Amazon delivery driver who was killed last month when a tornado collapsed a facility where he worked in central Illinois filed a wrongful death lawsuit Monday. The action on behalf of 26-year-old Austin McEwen alleges Amazon failed to warn employees of the dangerous weather or to provide safe shelter before the tornado hit the Edwardsville facility on December 10th. McEwen and five others were killed. The lawsuit says Amazon improperly directed McEwen and colleagues to shelter in a restroom, which it says the company knew or should have known wasn't safe. A statement from Amazon says the lawsuit misunderstands key facts. I'm Mike Grossio.
Thick ash on an airport runway is delaying aid deliveries to the Pacific island nation of Tonga, where significant damage is reported days after a huge undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. This is AP News. The Betty White Challenge marks Betty White's 100th birthday. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Shortly after Betty White's death on December 31st, someone started a fundraising drive on social media, asking her fans to donate $5 to an animal rescue organization in Betty White's name. The actress was a lifetime advocate for animals.
Did you know that approximately 9 million animals enter U.S. shelters every year?
Even hosting a weekly show called The Pet Set. The head of the American Humane Organization says Betty White supported that charity for more than 60 years and says she knows that she's looking down from heaven and really smiling about the donations that have been pouring in. Another group, Best Friends Animal Society, says it's received $25,000 in donations recently made in Betty White's name. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.